We going?
Yep.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Hotel Charlotte room, downtown Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
What hits?
Not much. No, good shows tonight. They were good shows.
Comedy Zone.
Yeah, which is where we're at this weekend. If you're hearing this, well, this tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so we're not doing shit this weekend. But the week after this, we will be, if I'm not mistaken, New Orleans, Louisiana. And then it's Naples, Florida.
Yeah.
And then our favorite time of the year, our homecoming shows at Zany's. And then 2022 dates are up at wellredcomedy.com, WELLRED comedy.com.
Can we talk about Zany's?
I've been telling everybody that I didn't know if I was technically allowed to say anything, but that it would be a very special show.
Yeah, I've been putting special in all caps, too.
Yeah, and I assume they would know. I don't know. And
everyone's like, yeah, you guys are special. We get it. You're not allowed to say the R word anymore.
But, like, I think that, it would be up to us, right? Yeah, we're filming. Like, we are filming.
Well, I guess, like, contracts. I don't know. But, hey, I think we're good to go.
Yeah, I mean, when people get there. Yeah, I mean, people are going to get there and be like, "Oh, these fucking cameras!" Like, it won't be a secret for long. But yeah, we're filming it.
Sign releases, probably.
Yeah, they probably will.
So if you don't want to be filmed, don't come on Saturday.
No, but come though.
But come for real. Yeah, they're going to be great shows. So I've said, we've had people in the past like 2 or 3 weeks talk about like in our show in Spokane. They're like, "We flew from X to see your show," and we were like, "Jesus Christ, flying to see our show!" So normally I would say, "Wait till we come to your city," but if you're close to Nashville, these are going to be great shows. So I would make the drive.
If you want to be part of the Well Read special, come to the Saturday shows.
Yeah, the legendary specials of Well Read, and I'm pretty fucking excited. This weekend's been good, getting the materials getting there tight.
Yeah, so I found out a couple things about Cho today that I'd like to talk about.
All right.
One of them is found out that he don't really like ironing. I don't either.
We don't even have an ironing board at our house.
We don't either.
We don't either, actually. Katie has like a steamer thing though, for all the shit she sells on Poshmark. So
is that a step up, I assume, or is it just quicker?
Yeah, steamers are cool.
Or is that what the step up is?
I don't know how much quicker it is, but I mean, it's like, I mean, dude, I don't know shit.
I think it's easier because like with iron, you got to like, do this shit, and then there might be a crease, and then you go over there. Steamers just stand up straight.
Oh, I know it's easier. What I'm asking is it better?
I think it's better.
Like,
I think it's easily just as good.
Okay.
So, speaking of steamers, right?
Yeah.
And
Corey.
Not ironing, and Corey and whatnot. Found out today that one thing he likes to do, he said, well, normally I don't iron. Actually, he said,
I don't know about like.
When I used to be fat.
Uh-huh.
One thing that hit for me.
I made a tweet today that said, the one thing they don't tell you about losing weight is that now you got to iron all your shirts. And most fat people definitely got it. The implication being that when you fat, your shirts don't wrinkle because your fat pushes them wrinkles out.
That part I got.
Yeah.
Mark was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And Cho clarified that. And then he's like, and Mark was like, you don't iron or something. And Cho was like, well, normally what I do is I put the shirt on. And then I walk into the hotel bathroom and close the door.
Yeah.
And I crank the shower up real hot. And then I just sort of let it steam out in there.
While he's sweating, no doubt.
Said, well, and I said, you do know that you don't have to wear it or even be in the room for that to work, right? And Joe said, I'm pretty embarrassed right now. Just choking in there, Porky Pigging it in the hotel bathroom, just standing there getting a little sauna in addition to steaming his shirts.
This makes inking. Okay, tell me if this makes it less dumb.
I think it makes it faster.
No.
Okay, I think it would get the wrinkles out faster if your body was pushing on them.
But okay, because here's the thing. I take my shower and have my shirt in there while I'm showering, right?
Yeah, right.
I do that. But then as soon as I get out and dry myself off, I keep the shower running. I know I'm about to get shit on by people about conserve the water. I hear you. I'm not changing. But I would get out the shower, then dry off. And then, yes, I would put my shirt on and then stand there for extra time. And then
what do you do? Do you get your phone out or do you just like,
no,
I like to picture you just stand there?
No, I stand there and I do this.
He is wiping the shirt.
Like you do this. You know what I mean? Like I would
iron it with your hand.
Poke my belly out and I iron it with my hand. Yeah. And like at this time, for the record, like I don't.
It's gotten more insane.
I don't shower without music. You know what I mean?
This little ritual. So you're almost kind of dancing.
I know because like I've got
how
music on.
How is this quicker than ironing?
God, I wish I was saying this.
It's better. I don't know if it's quicker. It's just better.
It
like I don't want
to.
Your shirt's wet though.
I don't want to
get your shirt damp.
damp. I don't, but shirt's wet when you iron too, because you go, you got the,
you don't, and you stop doing that. Also, you then you stop and go over it two more times and it's dry.
Right. But here's the thing, like with ironing, what I found is that like every time I try to do it and I think I'm like, okay, I got this shit, I pull it off, there's a huge fucking crease down the side or something from the side of the board. And then I'll go and I'll try to fix that and I make another crease. But with this, it's like I was already going to be in there anyways. You know what I mean? Like I was already going to be.
It's a great trick. It works wonderfully. It's just the added elements of wearing it and doing a cho dance.
Yeah,
and
no.
All that stuff that takes it into the realm of the comical.
It was one of those moments in the text
it's very
thread.
Charming. It's
yeah, where I was like, I texted it. And then when you texted back, I realized like, oh, yeah, this is definitely a thing only I do. You know what I mean? Like not everybody's like, yeah, man, you get in the shower with your shirt. I totally get it. But like, yeah, that's just that's my thing. But I, you see, I've got the iron out. I attempted and then I just couldn't get it. I couldn't get it right. Also, do y'all iron the back of your shirts?
Yeah,
you do. All right. Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't iron. But hold on. Are you talking about this shirt?
Well,
this
shirt.
Buddy, I don't think I've ever ironed a t-shirt.
You also don't apply your cho technique to the back, obviously, because how would you do that?
You can't. I mean, yeah, you're not doing this. But you know what I mean?
If you're not going to be able to do that, then obviously you're not going to iron.
My belly's like a, you know, like a washboard type thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You saying you got washboard abs?
No, not yet. But you know what I'm saying? Like a wash tub. How about that? Wash tub.
Yeah. It's ironing board.
But yeah, I've just always done that. Like, you know, especially I had people shitting on me and they're like, you dumbass, you just put the shirt in the dryer. And I'm like, okay, I'll bring my goddamn dryer with me on the road. Like, yeah, when I'm at home, dude, it's just you spray a little Downy wrinkle release on it, put it in the dryer, and then immediately put it on, and then you're fucking good. Like, you should never have to iron anymore.
I've never ironed a t-shirt, so I think that makes me more trash
than you in your weird way.
I
mean, the only time I've done it is on the road when I don't have access to my dryer.
I'm not trying to throw shade on Katie here, but sometimes I'll pull a t-shirt out, and it's just a mess.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're going to be able to tell that.
For sure. So I throw in the dryer.
Well, I'm talking about on the road.
Oh,
yeah.
On the road, and it's all wrinkled.
I think I'd just put it on. I'd hang it in the shower.
Yeah.
And then just,
I mean, I've done the shower trick before, but usually I just, I don't know. I look, ironing don't hit for me.
Ironing sucks.
But I'm not like.
It's a relic.
I'm not that bothered by it.
I used to have to iron all the time. Did you have to iron all the time when you worked for the government? I used to have to iron my
Did you have to wear a tie?
Shirts.
No, it was business casual. Button-ups and, like, slacks.
I had to iron my button-ups and my slacks. Got to put the crease in them.
Yeah. No.
I do like putting crease in pants.
No, I'm sure it didn't hit for people how trashy I looked, but nobody ever told me I had to iron, which is funny because when I worked at fucking Old Charlie's, we had to have our shirts dry cleaned.
That's hilarious.
To work it out.
Bro, what?
It was a thing.
That's how they pay for that free bread.
And they would, like, check to, or, like, they would, you know, they'd be like,
were you supposed to starch it?
I'd be like, that shirt ain't. I mean, take it to a dry cleaner and have them start. And they would be like,
that is insane.
They'd like grab you. They'd be like, this ain't dry clean.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, like, well, if you don't have the dry cleaner put starch in it, yeah, what would be the difference between iron and dry clean? You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, yeah, you would tell them whatever, light starch or medium starch or whatever. But I mean,
that is fucking insane.
Yeah, it is in retrospect. They would check it and they give you shit for it, but it wasn't something they were like writing people up for.
I was about to say, buddy Patrick.
If you came in looking like shit, you'd probably get written up. But like, if you just ironed a shirt, tons of people didn't do it, but I was a fucking 20-year-old college dude, didn't own an iron. So like, you know, you could tell if I hadn't done it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm just trying to think about that guy, that story you've told about the dude wanting the Sprite and didn't tip you.
Right.
I just imagine him giving a single fuck about your shirt being dry cleaned.
He got up and left.
What happened?
He goes, this guy at O'Charlie's one. Because, yeah, that's the thing. The clientele there is such white trash.
Oh, yeah.
My people, but Lord.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, O'Charlie's is a nice restaurant for the people that I know that go there. Yeah.
It's like the nice. It's nice
fancy like Applebee's.
Yes, yes. There you go. I think it's a step up from Applebee's.
It's exactly what that song is about. That's true. And all those people for whom that song hits.
Love O'Charlie's.
They go to O'Charlie's and they love it. So anyway, this trash ass motherfucker one time was in there with his old lady. And I walked up, hey, I'm Trey, you know, what can I get you to drink? Whatever, actually, I'm sure it was something like, can I start you up with a top shelf margarita? And whatever, all this fucking shit they make you say. And he goes, two Sprites.
And I said, two Sprites.
I said, I'm sorry, sir. We don't have a Sprite. I can get you a Sierra Mist. And he goes, you ain't got Sprite? And I said, no, but I can get you a Sierra Mist. And he goes, we don't drink nothing else but Sprite. That's what he said verbatim. And in my head, I'm like, what's he want me to run to the store or something?
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, well, I'm sorry. We do not have Sprite in the building, you know? And he goes, he just like looks at his old lady and he's like, well, and they got up and walked
that
out.
That is
and
beautiful.
And left. And I was thrilled, by the way.
Of course. Like, that dude, so
I can see him being mad about the, you know, the Sprite and a starched shirt. That's what he come there
I know,
for.
I get what you're saying. It's hilarious, Mr. Butt. It's hilarious to think that, like,
that's a deal breaker.
Right. That the people, like, given the people that were coming in there and everything, that any of them would give a fuck about a starched
shirt. The thing about it too is that, like, first off, I'm I've been wanting to talk about this for a minute. Every single one of your farts sounds like a cartoon camel spitting. Every one of them. And I've always been curious.
I've got a little bit of variation in my
sometimes
farts,
but they're mostly camel spit farts. So you know that everyone's asshole is as unique as a thumbprint, right?
Yeah. You
okay.
Got your granddaddy's asshole.
I do have my granddaddy's asshole. We've talked about it before.
Mama's eyes and
granddaddy's asshole. Yeah, it's true. Do you think
what?
You don't remember that?
I used to have some bit that was didn't I? Was it a bit?
I remember me and you talking about you told me the story, and I think you ended up doing it on stage. We were hanging out at your place, your grandma's old place or whatever, and you told me some story about
oh, I remember what it was.
Somebody smelling your fart mom or something, smelling your fart, man, like
it was
smells just like
it was me that smelled my own fart and I cried. Because I was riding around in my papaw's old truck and I farted, and the combination of my fart and his truck, I had a flashback of a fart that my papaw farted. Because you know, smell is most the commonly linked to memories. And I realized
connection.
I was getting old because my fart smelled just like my papaw's fart. And then, yeah, I worked
Gypsy Speedboat.
Yeah, Gypsy Speedboat. And I worked that into a joke that was like, that boy's got his mama's eyes and his granddaddy's asshole. But my point is,
but hold on. That you said. You know your butthole's as unique as your thumbprint.
Yeah.
You said it like we all knew that.
That's true, though. I mean,
or were you doing a bit?
No, that's true. Your butt
is so that funny. Bit?
It's like,
yeah, sure.
I thought nothing at all.
I know you moved on. That's why I was like, wait a minute. Is this something people know? I've never heard anyone say that.
Oh, it's very true. Yeah.
I believe it's true, but I've never heard anyone say that.
Yeah.
If a Cho thing is telling you a fact, then yes, everyone's asshole.
I happen to agree with you. What I want to know is, has this been uttered or discussed before by humans and we have come to a conclusion collectively?
I mean, I'm sure.
Or are you just asking us to agree with the
thing? I mean,
thing
I'm sure
said?
I heard it somewhere. I'm certain that I didn't just go, yeah, all assholes are as unique as a thumbprint.
You type in our anuses and Google suggests our anuses like fingerprints. So somebody's thought about it.
Okay. Check it out.
Who has done the research?
Well, it says a famous,
a very fun doctor
who did the research. Apparently, this is so fucking funny.
Hold on.
You're not gonna guess
it. Is it a doctor?
It checks out. No, it's not a doctor.
No. Well, now I don't
know.
Now
I'm just reading the top quote.
Alex Jones.
Full context on this.
Baba Booey.
The famous painter Salvador Dali.
Nice.
Had already figured out that the anus has 35 or 37 creases, which are as unique as a fingerprint.
Yeah.
So Corey and Dali are out here,
yeah,
seeing the world different.
So
anyway, I mean, it looks like that's true. Yeah. Your butthole.
No,
is
that
a
makes sense.
Your butthole is a snowflake. No two are exactly alike.
I agreed with it immediately, but what I was pausing for was like you said that like it was a thing.
When
it was as common
I just now remembered. Right. I read a 2-volume biography on Salvador Dali. That's where it came from. That's where it came from.
That's why all his clocks were sideways. He had pink eye.
Do you think that asshole?
How about shit?
That would have been great. I've often there you go, Mr. Butt. I've often wondered about your asshole.
Yeah.
Stop the podcast right there. I've often wondered about your asshole. I think that your asshole is like tighter than other assholes. Like you've got like a hairpin asshole.
I've never had that thought, but a minute ago when you made that point and you said all of your farts smell like a camel spitting, I thought, but he's got a tight asshole.
Well, yeah,
it's
because
weird too,
it can't really get out. Whereas mine are like, I got a real loose asshole.
But wouldn't loose make it quiet?
Yeah.
like,
whew, yeah.
Yeah, it would. Because when you can pull
looser than his,
you can pull your right butt apart,
yeah,
and make it quiet.
Yeah, yeah. I have to employ that measure from time to time.
Right.
So that's the thing I learned late in life. Loose
butthole would be just like, they used to be Joe. I've heard jokes.
It was Jerry. Yeah, there was one in Chattanooga. Jerry Harvey used to have a bit. He was like, "I'm gay," and I know a lot of people think that means when I fart, it goes,
okay,
or yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So
I hadn't thought about him in a while.
But
there you go.
It's weird that my butthole be so tight.
Yeah.
On account of how much time my head spends up there. Am I right?
Yeah, I know. I don't know how
my
you
head's
got
big.
But like, do you think that's
I thought
like
you were going to talk about pooping all the time?
You've got like a needle point. You got like a needle point asshole, and mine's like
the tightest asshole in the world.
I'm saying. So, like, anyways, that's, I don't know what we were talking about before, but I've thought of your butthole
man,
from
I've
time to time.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again, but y'all are so fucking gay for each other.
What, two men can't just sit here and talk about the differences in their assholes without someone thinking that they're gay?
I have thought about your asshole so many times.
I really have, though, because, like, I know, but, like, just in, like, I'm like, I wonder what it looks like. Okay, I hear it now when I say it, but I just mean, like,
I mean, I
every
show you
single
my asshole.
I'd look, but, like,
I'd look too.
Like,
but
every time he farts, every time he farts, I'm like, there is no.
But I didn't bring it up. You know what I mean? Like, if you just got it out, I'd look, but I didn't bring it up.
Yeah, dude, one time we stared at Thompson's asshole while he farted because we were like, we wanted to know
what it looks like.
Can you see a fart coming out?
Yeah.
Like, does it? And so Thompson got stood up on a chair in his living room and he's like, "All right, boys, you ready?"
ready?
Like, pulls his pants down. He's like, "Okay, here we go." We're just like, we weren't this close.
Yeah, you didn't get pink eye.
We're all standing there like, very scholarly.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, we got notepads and stuff,
white jackets. Behind a glass.
Yeah, exactly. And he farted and you couldn't really tell, and that was a bummer.
So speaking of looking at your friend's assholes.
But it like did do a thing, right? But
yeah.
Not as much as you remember that
short film you showed it to us of the eye?
It's called
did a thing.
Yeah. The procedure. Yeah, it's great.
It did a thing.
I think you can.
Do you think that guy did something to the actor? Did something to his butthole, and then they made a noise because he couldn't fart?
Yeah,
you know, like,
I need.
Because you can.
Yeah,
yeah.
Squeeze your butthole.
Oh, sure. You can make, when a turd comes out, that's what happens.
And you can kind of make one open up. I don't know why I know that.
One time I told this story on stage actually this weekend. I was just kind of tried it out
at some point about the second thing I like.
Okay.
The show today,
okay. One time we were in high school and my buddy Birdman, he was coming over to my house.
I only know three Birdmans. They all hit.
He hit. So I love him, Birdman. And I just had a kid. Congratulations, Birdman. He's one of my favorite people. Well, he was quarterback, super cool, but I had this thing where my mama bought me nice shirts, you know? And, so a lot of my buddies often, if they were going on a date or something, they would want to like come to my house and like borrow a shirt or some shit.
Like a Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah. And so I was like, yeah, fucking come through. So Birdman was coming over.
We had one of those in our family. That's why I knew that. Like cousin Josh, we all passed it around.
We kept all those Tommy Hilfiger shirts out in the carriage house.
Yeah. And just, that's where all my friends went to get their date shirts.
Yeah.
But anyways, he was like, coming
in the real house.
Yeah.
Hey, trash coming back for a shirt.
So he was coming up. He was like, Fizzle, I got a bar. That was my nickname from him, was
Fizzle.
C Fizzle. Yo, because Snoop Dogg's Fizzle, my
Corey
nizzle
Forrester.
Shit was like, C Fizzle. Yeah.
Hey, I know you didn't mean nothing by it, but I don't think we're supposed to say nizzle.
I just did it. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
Surely nizzle's fine.
I don't think it is.
I mean, I don't think.
Well, we're on this together.
Not if you're, but like, yeah, I guess you're right.
No, you're right. You probably shouldn't. Cool. All
but anyway,
right,
Fizzle.
Yeah.
I get it. See Fizzle.
Well,
Fizzle.
So he said, he's like, what's up, Fizzle? I gotta come over and get a shirt, And I was like, yeah, come through. Get up there. He picks out a shirt and he's sitting there and he's like, man, I'm real nervous about this date, man. It was a head cheerleader. She was super hot. I said, man, you crush it, man. Fucking quarterback, you got this. He's like, man, I'm just real worried, that like I'm gonna fart. Cause like, I've been like drinking a lot of protein shakes and I've just been farting a lot. And I was like, well, just don't fart. And then he looks at me like, that's not an option. Like, I'm gonna fart. Like, I'm gonna definitely fart. I mean, nervous.
Are you gay?
Yeah, I'm gonna fart.
I'm gonna fart.
You don't fart on your date, Square. So we were sitting there, put our heads.
Corey tried to tell me not to fart.
Like, you believe that Square. Shit? We put our
telling
heads
the coach on you.
And what he came up with, it was his idea, but I mean, I clearly went along with it. He goes, hey, man, you think if we sprayed cologne in my butthole,
here we go.
That when I farted, it would just kind of like, you know, like cologne would come out.
One way to find out.
And I was like, that sounds stupid, but I also can't refute it. You know what I mean? So I also had a bunch of colognes because it's always what I got for Christmas was like a cologne. And cologne lasts 70 years. One thing cologne has, I love it.
I had an aunt that every gift she ever gave me was a bottle of
cologne. I love it.
And like, yeah.
It's variety. I have a lot of variety of them. But yeah, it's going to last my whole life.
Dude, I bet some of those bottles are in my room that I grew up in to this day. You know?
Well, yeah. So we.
I got one in 2013 I still got.
We went through all the cologne and.
Will you pause it real quick?
Yeah.
And run down there.
Anyways, we had gone through all my clones and picked the one that we thought paired best with the asshole of a 17-year-old boy, I guess.
How do we decide that? Okay.
You know, what
called a priest. Bye-bye.
It was Chanel Allure. And so, anyways, he's about to
priest like is it raw?
He's about to spray this cologne in his asshole, and then realizes that like he can't. This is not something that he can do himself, you know. So
luckily, the show's right there.
Exactly.
Hey, so
Fizzle, come here and spot me. Yeah. So he fucking lays. He takes
put
his pants
it up
off.
My bizzle, big
lays
fizzle
backwards on my beds and puts his fucking legs the side of his ears. And there's his asshole. And I fucking sprayed it. And buddy,
did it burn?
That motherfucker ran so quick. He starts going woo woo woo, just running around my goddamn room.
And Birdman, like, flying any weather.
Yeah. So I sprayed. I don't know why we was even talking about that.
Because
talking
about us when we were like 13 looking at Thompson's asshole.
That's the first asshole.
Which is like, of course you've got a wilder story. Yeah. Not that mine was that wild, but it's just funny. Like, that makes me think of the time I sprayed cologne my buddy's butthole.
Yeah. So, anyways, we
did it work?
I wasn't there for that.
He didn't tell you? He didn't give you a report?
I doubt it. I doubt it. I don't think
you sprayed cologne in a man's asshole before a date and you didn't ask him the next day how
I probably did, but I've forgotten that part.
Real loud, just looking at her and smile like winking or something.
Yeah. And then it just smells like a fart.
Yeah.
It smells like a fart with just like a touch of cinnamon at the end. Is that tobacco?
Yeah. But yeah, so I did. So that was the first asshole I saw. That wasn't like mine. Nice. Is it hot as fucking here to y'all?
It just got real hot.
God damn, it did just get real hot.
I turned that off because of the sound, but also sitting right in front of it probably wouldn't hit.
I would say it's some like the floor below us. They're got their heat up or something.
But yeah, so that's my butthole story.
It's pretty hip and butthole. You got a butthole story?
I got a lot of butthole stories. Yeah. I didn't know there was going to be a caveat before I answered. I got a lot of butthole stories. I'm trying to think of the first one I saw. I'm sure it was a dude's. They were doing the whole.
I mean, now I think about it, I guess Thompson's asshole.
First asshole. Yeah, you always remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was I'm trying to remember who it was. They said, hey, is this yours? It's like 4-H camp or something. Like, hey, Drew, is this yours? And you look up, fuck!
Yeah.
They got it spread open.
Yeah,
you know
man,
I mean?
We used to
Doug LeMance, that's who it was.
It's like now, like, so obvious that we shouldn't have been pulling our dicks out and stuff like that all the time.
I think if you do it to dudes, like, it's definitely frowned upon now in the age of what we live
but
it
is better.
But people don't freak out.
Right, it is better.
Surely to God, kids are still humping each other. Consensually,
yeah.
I mean, I had buddies at like parties and stuff that would always get naked and run around like that was their thing.
Oh, yeah. You know? I mean, it wasn't my thing, like, but I've done
it. There's a guy in college I know, and we called him Meat.
Well, how does that play like streaking, you know?
Right.
Like,
that's bad.
Like at a party, you got a party with a whole bunch of people you party with.
Yeah.
And if a party dude, and I'm talking exclusively about a dude here, a party dude,
right? Because
gets naked and fucking like, we're streaking or whatever. It's like, is that. Hey, is that a crime, Drew?
It could be, yeah.
But
do you announce we're going streaking?
Societally speaking.
I mean, especially if you were 18 and people there were younger.
I feel like, I don't know. I feel like if you announce we're going streaking, but you ain't naked yet.
Right.
And you're in college.
Right.
I feel like it's like
people have time.
You have time to leave.
That's like spoiler alert.
I mean? Again, we're talking society. I'm not saying this would hold up in court. And I don't think it's been appropriate to streak anywhere outside of that age group ever. Like, I don't think you can be 40 and be like, hey, we're going streaking at a barbecue.
I've streaked like within a year, you know.
Around your friends, have you streaked around before?
No, I just down my street.
Oh, yeah. But you did that for a video.
Yeah. That
was you.
And I made sure that nobody was around.
Wager against yourself.
Yeah.
That you then followed through on.
I sat there and waited.
That was fine.
Yeah. Right.
I will say too that this is related to a lot of things that I think
for everybody.
It did it for everybody.
I think the left or whatever in general is going to have to deal with, which is like, there's a lot of movements that have this other side to them where it's like, okay, so like just being naked is now a crime.
Right.
That sounds like Christianity. Right. That's fucking weird.
I hear you. Cause like, we're the ones that decided dicks and titties shouldn't be out.
See, so like,
obviously we was born dicks and titties out right. And then someone made clothes.
I'm not advocating for like just pulling your dick around on people that don't want to see your
no.
dick. I know that don't
happen. Of course not.
Whatever. But, you know, in Europe and shit, as I understand it, a lot of European, it's like in a lot of other places, someone just being naked, if they're not like pulling their dick out and fucking shoving it in your face, like, you know, get this or whatever, they're just a naked ass person.
Yeah.
That's not all that weird.
You mean just walking down the street?
Yeah.
I don't know about walking down the street. That's what's
up. They've been doing that.
Like, they just get naked.
Sometimes I can't believe you live here.
All the time,
you know what I mean? Yes. Like that right there, it's like Drew would fucking thrive there.
I know. I want to
walk
go.
Around fucking naked.
Dude, my goddamn family didn't exist.
So in that regard, like
we're gonna have to deal with that.
A certain aspect of liberalism is also prudish, which is what you're saying.
Yeah, and it,
yeah, you've talked a lot about how we're not cool anymore,
which would go against. You would think it would be the opposite,
right?
I mean, like you said, Christianity, conservatives—they're the ones that are supposed to be prudish.
Consent is the conversation around consent is what has created all this, and it's totally fair to be like, you should consent to seeing people in the nude to a certain extent or whatever, you know. But like, if you go to a nude beach, you're consenting. You know what I mean? You can't go to a nude beach and be like, I didn't give you permission or whatever. So it's like context, right? But at the same time, you know, I can definitely. So we do that with dudes' dicks on the left. On the right, they say that about women feeding their kids in public.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I didn't consent to see her titties. And we go, don't sexualize women. And then you go, all right, so we're going to say don't sexualize men's penises? I mean, of course, they're sexual organs. It's a wild conversation. You know?
Yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, I know the difference between dick ain't titties. We've said that a bunch.
That.
A dick ain't titties. But, like, when it comes down to, like, yeah, I'd totally be like if all women just decided to start walking around topless, I ain't saying shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm gonna say a lot, but like it would all be positive shit. Yeah. But like if you start walking around with dicks out, I'm like, hey now, what the fuck is going on?
Understandably.
Like, there's kids out here.
And also, you know, I've been to new beaches where people it's like, whatever, no big deal. And then you see a dude with a boner. And, like, some people are like, ugh, that makes me feel a little weird. And other people are like, well, what are you going to do?
You don't have that.
Different.
A boner is different, but, like, you can't.
Still ain't titties.
I mean, if the guy was sitting there fucking working it up, you know what I mean? That'd be one thing.
That's definitely, like, not okay.
Dude, I've gotten boners at a beach, like, not even a nude beach. Just, like, you're laying there, you take a nap, you wake up, you're fucking hard.
But that's definitely better, not worse.
Yeah, right. But I'm just saying, like.
Better than what?
Having it out and it hard.
Yeah, but like if we're all naked, what's the difference if it's pointing down or pointing up?
I mean, a lot of people just ignore those guys. Like I'm saying, I've been to these movies. It's not like people are fighting the dude. It's just like people are like,
if he's sitting there like kind of poking it and looking at you, you know what I mean? That's different.
I don't think I could get a boner on like a nude beach surrounded by a whole shitload of other, even if some of them, like,
well, the whole point of them
for my wiener,
right?
I still don't think.
Yeah. Well, the whole point of them for most people, obviously there's dudes there like Lurky. The
point of boners?
No, the point of nude beaches is that it does in fact stop being sexual about 20 to 30 minutes after you get there for a dude.
I mean, hell, we've been
you just literally stop sexualizing the naked women, no matter how hot they are or whatever.
And where?
You don't even know how many nude beaches you've been to?
Two in Florida, two in California. And I'm trying to think of abroad. So I think five.
There's some in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I mean, of course.
There's one on the. Well,
so how many? I've always heard.
I won't go to a nude beach.
I've never been to a nude beach. I don't think I've ever even been like around one, honestly. Like, I don't ever remember being at a place and being like, oh shit.
I could get naked.
San Diego and San Luis Obispo are the closest to us in LA.
So.
And they're not.
I've always heard people say, though, that like a lot of times in nude places, it's not the people that. You want to be nude.
Right.
A lot of times, but like, I don't know, in California,
and also, what's the ratio of dudes to women?
I bet at 3 to 1 at least.
I don't know. No, I'd say 1.5 to 1. Really? It was mostly couples.
I'm surprised.
Right. Now, in San Luis Obispo, it's called Pirates Bay, and it's an unofficial one. It's just so hard to get down to that beach. The locals just turn it into a new beach. But there is, like, this rock. It's not a wall, but anyway, there's a divider. So on one side is clothing, and on the other side is clothing optional. Now, these are unofficial rules. And what I mean by that is people will walk nude on the, you know, not clothing optional side. There's a lot of college kids down there, you know. The college kids will walk down to the nude side to, you know, get
you
their
eyeballs.
You
can be clothed
pulled
in the naked course, side, just like you cannot smoke in a smoking.
Well, what
side.
I'm saying
like,
is
you
is you
be clothed in the naked yes. side? I figured that was like a faux pas. Like,
well,
a G&I. Like that's part of the thing you're agreeing to.
Right.
Is that.
Well, I mean, if you're just hanging out down there fully clothed and looking at everybody, someone's eventually going to try to run you off as being a creep. But if you're just walking down the beach, it's like you got a right to walk down the beach. You don't right. have to get naked. But what I'm saying is there, the nudist people will sometimes walk to the other side, like to their car and not put their clothes on until they get
to the
trail.
Just walk to your car with your dick out?
Well, no, it's a long trail. That's why this place exists. I forgot what the question was. Oh, but they're like, man, you know, it's mostly couples. I'd say it's like 1.5 to 1 nude. And like a lot of them are in good shape and, you know, pretty good looking. But, oh, this is why I brought it up. Right there on the rock wall divider. So they're not technically in the nude part. There's like always 5 dudes just sitting there. And it's super fucking creepy. It would be less creepy if they just went on the nude beach, sat on a towel, and no one would be paying attention to them and know that they had their clothes on.
Right.
And that's just, but people just stay away from them. They just kind of, you know, go to the other end of the beach.
Did it hit for you?
Being nude at the beach? Yeah. Yeah man. Swimming, like swimming nude hits. And like I said, you get used to it.
You swam nude in California.
Mm-hmm.
Was that it not cold as fuck?
Yeah, it was pretty cold. You get used to it though.
Yeah, it don't hit for me. The temperature of the water don't. Man, I've talked about it before. I know we ain't got to get into it, but it was just a huge disappointment.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's fucking real cold. And well, it's just cold all the time.
It's also generally speaking like 75 over there, which is perfect weather unless you're gonna go swimming in cold water.
Right.
If it were 90 like it is in the valley, but it's not. You go to the beach and it's 75.
Yeah.
No,
right.
I know. And 75 degree, first of all, the water is a little bit colder than that.
Yes.
But also like 72 degree water is
cold.
Fucking cold.
It's cold as shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, if it was 90 and you jumped into
also,
it.
That's not even really true because I thought that would happen when we put our above ground pool in the backyard because we do live in the valley. And I was like, oh, in the summertime, it gets so hot, it'll warm up. But like, it don't really. I mean, it gets warmer than that, but like, because it's the fucking desert and at night the temperature goes down, it's not like it's hot enough consistently
right.
for it to heat up.
Right.
I mean, we ended up getting a heater for that above
right.
ground pool, which is funny, but like, we had it for a full year in the summertime and I just kept expecting it to like warm up and it never really did.
But didn't it feel good because it was 90 out or was it still too cold?
I mean, it hit for the boys. They definitely could deal with it and were
right.
fine.
But your blood cold. You stay cold.
Yeah.
Did we decide he had thick blood? No, that was DJ. And that was Thursday and I was with other people.
Why does he have thick blood?
I don't remember. No, he's got thin blood because he can't fucking handle the winter.
Yeah.
And he's always got clothes on, even in the South.
DJ?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that lately.
Yeah. Even in the South, he's got like, you know, 8 layers on and he, you know, his boots. He sleeps in his boots.
Wouldn't even now that he's chubbed up.
Him getting fat. I thought he was going to get fat.
Well, he's working.
That would help with that.
He's working all the time.
He had chubbed up and now he's like leveled out.
He's he's a medium now. Between what he used to be and then getting the fat. Because Carl works him to death, dude. He's up there working. That guy he's working with, they like putting in fucking barn timbers inside a house and shit.
I felt about
that guy's an artist, but he works in glass and metal and wood. You
I
know
felt
what I'm saying?
About,
not like paint.
Yeah, I felt about DJ the way that you feel about me in that I was really rooting for him to get fat and stay fat.
I mean, it was hitting for me when he was getting fat and enjoying the process of getting fat.
He was loving it.
Support him in that.
Yeah.
But I feel like DJ is more suited.
He definitely is more suited to being
skinny.
For sure.
His whole thing.
Yeah.
Just seems right.
Yeah.
That he ought to be.
He's like
right.
squirrely.
Everything about him was perfect the way that it was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Much like Cho. Yes.
Right.
So I don't hit for you. Like, am I, because I'm not.
This
like,
is still fine.
Right, because I've still
it's
got a little belly.
Fine.
Yeah, it's fine. And my cheeks, like, that ain't
it's
going
not
nowhere.
Preferable.
Right.
You know?
Your cheeks have changed.
They've changed, but, like, that's just how big these motherfuckers are. Like, yeah, I saw a picture the other day of me this time last year, It's like, holy fuck, like your face actually has gotten skinnier. But like,
bro, them pictures of you at Zanies in that green Christmas jacket. So, and it's one of those two where, because we basically live together, you just don't notice.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I look at that right. And I go, is that what he looks
yeah,
like?
Yeah, man. No, I know. Like, it's like that for me too. Cause like, I mean, obviously I knew then, like, yeah you're not what you need to be. Well, dude, but like,
even myself though, the corn dog belly, yeah. I'm like,
yeah,
but I'm like, no, I ate something.
But I was
swole
always
me up. It's like, nope.
Yeah, always then though, I still was just like, yeah, you carry it in your belly, but like whatever. But like, I look at those pictures now, and I like, now I look insanely better now than I did then, and I'm still not even close to where I want to be. But like, my fucking Lord, dude, I look like a different human being in those pictures. Just a fat, and I know a better one for you. Trey fucking, as everybody that listens to this knows, Trey wants me in an early grave.
No.
I mean,
I definitely don't want that.
I'm not saying you want that, but that is what comes with living the lifestyle that made him look that way.
I don't want him to be morbidly obese.
You'd right. rather me be morbidly obese than be in shape.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Didn't even fight it.
I mean, come on.
Didn't even fucking fight it.
How in
the
shape?
Child being in shape. Yeah, when you say in shape, I'm like at full on in shape.
Yeah, full on in shape.
Like with fucking
abs and shit.
It don't hit for me either.
No, hell
you'd
no.
rather me. You'd rather me
a
be
fucking you, shredded child.
But you'd rather me be make more. No sense. But you'd rather no. me be morbidly.
And
obese.
You always bring up Pratt. Look how he's doing now.
Well, I think
fine
he's
starting
a huge piece of shit.
Yeah, okay, but that how he's doing and what he is are two completely different things.
Not if we're touring with the guy.
If I was Pratt, do you fucking think I would still tour with you?
See what I'm saying?
Jesus
it's already
Christ.
Shitty.
My God. Puh.
But I'm not talking about becoming Pratt. I'm talking about looking like him.
That'd be great. I would love that.
We're saying we wouldn't.
He didn't become a Christian piece of shit because he got abs. He believed in the Lord.
But he was allowed to you know, let that out.
Yeah, okay, that's true. But, like, I don't be loving Jesus.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll see.
But you say morbidly obese, you mean you'd rather me literally have fucking cankles?
That's what I'm trying to look up is like what actually
fat
constitutes morbidly
400
obese.
Pounds, that's not morbidly
obese. I mean, that's definitely morbidly obese, but I think
it's way less than that.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah. I think like the clinical
type. Well, because clinically,
I'm pretty sure I'm obese clinically.
Yeah, dude, clinically, like I'm obese right now and I'm in great shape.
That's what I mean right now.
Yeah,
I mean,
obese,
when I'm corn dog.
That word don't, it's dumb.
I'm 5'10 and right now I weigh about 178.
100 pounds over their eye. Ideal body weight.
Oh,
so like
I'm not
your ideal. Were you 5'11
and a half?
Your ideal body weight would
we'll
be
give him
6 foot. What would that be? Ideal.
Well, look
I
it up.
180, 170.
But isn't it the truth that they still haven't changed the BMI and it's out of whack?
I think my ideal weight, it like medically, is like 175, and it's like, don't get me wrong, I was 175 as a junior in high school and I was this height, but like me, but like I'm 200 right now, and I feel like again I've still got goals to. But like I feel like I'm a healthy person. Me being 180 would be like
ideal weight for 5'11.
I feel like if I was 180, I would consider myself in great shape. You know what I mean?
They've got a big range now. It says 155 to 189.
Dude, if I weighed 155, I would look insane.
To 189.
Yeah, that's
okay. That's fine. But like, if I weighed 155, I would look like Jack Skellington, because again, when I was in high school, I graduated 180 and I was not a fat person.
I'm in the ideal weight range, barely.
Shit, if it's 189 for 5'11, it's got to be a little higher for 6 foot, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's 183 is the top end for 5'10,
so that means I'm also barely in the ideal weight range, and that's bullshit. But anyway,
196. 6 foot goes up to 196.
So I'm in the ideal. This ain't ideal.
They've changed it then.
This is fine.
Because I think they're doing ideal now based upon like health, and they have a lot more info.
Yeah.
And you're healthy.
Yeah. I don't think
it's like ideal, like, you know, for women to suck your dick.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because well, the weight that I am right now.
And also, that depends on where she does her shopping.
Right? I've weighed this weight in the past, you know, 5 to 6 years, but was not healthy. You know what I mean? It was not a healthy 200. This is a way healthier 200.
Dude, when we started the tour, I weighed 165, and it wasn't healthy.
I weighed 205, and it was not healthy.
If it's 180, then that means you'd be morbidly obese at 280.
Right.
Okay, 280, yeah. I can live with that for you.
That's 50 pounds. That's 50 pounds more than I was at Zanies.
And the rib, what about the rib pick?
Those are the same weights.
Okay.
But I carried it differently. Those were both 236. 236 is the most I've ever weighed in my life, and I've done it twice. Rib pick, mm-hmm. And then I got my shit together.
Okay, but in that rib pick, you hadn't ate the ribs yet.
I had not.
An hour after the rib, you was 238.
Yeah, let's think about that for a second. That rib pick, that was me first thing in the morning after a shit. I hadn't eaten nothing that day. Like, that was me at the best I could be.
You might have been swollen up because you was drinking everything but water.
I don't think I drank on that trip because I was with Dad. No, I definitely drank.
Your dad took that pick?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. I don't know why. You know what's even funnier about it? So, how I look in that pic, my dad's taking the picture. Me and him, of course, scarfed down ribs right after that. And me and my dad ate so many ribs. The reason that we were on that trip is because it was a bucket list for my dad.
And you thought he was going to die.
No, he had just had a heart attack. Right. And he was like, I got to start living because, like, I'm not promised tomorrow. And so we went on a fucking rib tour. Dad was like, all this stuff I might miss. And I'm like, you realize, like, you're inching closer to death now when you do this. But he's just like, I got to do all this stuff now.
That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. So we were on my dad's heart attack tour, eating ribs, and his son, he's like, look at my fat fuck son, just chip off the old dumbass block. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so 236 there, 236 in the Zanies pick. And, yeah, man, both of those weights look different, though.
280 is a lot, dude.
It is, but...
That's 50 pounds...
but I mean,
that's better to you than if I weighed 175. Hold on,
let's split it in the middle. Let's not go to the top end.
Shredded 175, yeah. You with abs versus 280, give me 280 all day.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Am I a different friend to you?
What do you mean?
When I'm fatter? Is it just you want to look at me fat?
It's not just look at you. It's just like you just hit harder.
Let's go in the range.
Does he not hit? You just said you're like a shredded chow. That don't make no sense.
It don't hit.
It does.
But hold on. It hits for you. It's not for us.
It for y'all.
The world.
No, it hits for the world.
Most of the world. It'll hit for some of the world, not most. Yeah, you do.
Everyone listening to this right now, tweet at us.
Right.
Or at the Well Read Podcast or whatever. If me being in shape is a good thing to you or not.
Yeah, here's the thing. You're saying that as you, their cherubic buddy who they love listening to on the Well Read Podcast. If you had abs,
I would not be a different
And you
person.
Said things like, no, you wouldn't be. That's the fucking problem, Cho.
What do you mean?
You wouldn't be a different person.
It's
you
just
can't
stuff,
you can't say shit right. like I hit for the world. If you look like that, people hate that shit.
That's a good point.
That is a good point. But I was only saying I hit for the world because y'all had just said you don't hit for the world. I was arguing. In fact, I didn't just come out and go, hello, I hit for the world. Y'all were saying you don't
hit
for anybody.
That's how you open your set. That's your first line.
Dude, I hit, yeah.
Hold on.
For
I want to make a point.
By the way, I was like, holy shit, is that how I open
I want to make a numbers point. 155 to 189 is the range, and you said 280 because 100 pounds over the ideal weight is morbidly obese. I say we should split the baby here. 155 to 189, what's the middle of that?
164. I don't know. No, 170.
So two.
172.
Oh, that's not much lower. All right, hold on. 60 to 90 is 30. 35. Half of 35, 17. No, it's 160. No, 172.
Nailed it.
So it's not that different. I thought it was going to be like lower. Like 272 is not much lower than 280.
Well, we could use 255 if 155 is lower.
Yeah.
255 for sure.
For sure,
you've
dude.
Almost been 255 before.
And it did hit for him.
Heavier than I've ever been, but yeah, almost.
It hit for him.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be that bad.
It'd be pretty rough, dude.
I'm not saying that you wouldn't hit for people still or you couldn't hit for people still.
I don't think that's.
You could.
I don't think 255. I think that's too far. I think then people are like, I don't want
to
listen.
I agree. You don't need to be 255. The question was morbidly obese versus shredded.
Right.
And I have to go with morbidly obese if we're defining it as 255.
Right.
You don't. What? As I said for years, everything about you was perfect. Everything
was
exactly. Yeah.
Not now.
You don't need to be 255, but you do need to be 220, 225.
So I need to gain some weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Corey.
No, this still is all right.
Uh-huh.
Corey,
look, dude, we've said before, I think, by how similar you and Bert Kreischer are.
Yep.
Like, do you think the world wants Bert to be shredded? Do you think?
No. We have different fans, though.
But I'm saying, you get how
It still makes sense what we're saying.
Okay. I mean,
it's a fucking thing. It's
But I'm still a fun guy in shape
as the machine.
Yeah.
You're the Joe.
But I thought that I'll still be stupid, Trey. Does that help you any? Does it help you that I'll still be a fucking moron if I lose 20 more pounds?
People hate a dumb hot guy, man.
No, they don't.
Women don't.
That is not the world. Don't.
The world does.
Rob Gronkowski, people hate him.
He's fun, though.
I wouldn't be fun.
I don't think you'd be as fun as the Gronk if you were hot.
I wouldn't be.
He's like real dumb.
Also bald.
You're not that dumb.
I'm bald.
You're not that dumb. You're not as dumb as Gronk, man. You can't fake it. You can't teach it.
If he's faking it, and for the record, please don't, Gronk, if you're listening, I'm not shitting on you. You're the greatest. But
buddy.
Those fucking commercials where he basically is
saying, totally.
It's so funny.
I'm special. Yeah.
Like they know what they're fucking doing.
Corey, Corey, do you have the corn dog pick handy?
Not handy.
Wait, I think I found it. Shit, I just saw it. Where did it go?
So
it's the zoomed in version. I was gonna ask what y'all prefer me, corn dog or like the start of the tour, but I don't know if y'all remember the start of
the
tour.
You better in shape. You're a happier person.
Well, that's definitely
and I'm your friend,
true.
So I care about you. I want you to be the best you that you
can
be.
He only said that to shame you. He doesn't even mean it. He's not even arguing something he means. It's just a way to make you look bad.
Can I tell you something right now? Hold on.
Yeah.
That's true. What you just said is 100% true.
Yeah. It's like way too far back that I looked real skinny. I like this one. What were you gonna say? I'm what?
Your just whole thing isn't.
That's what I want to look like.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you can get there.
That's like kind of beefy. I'm close. I'm close to that.
Yeah, you'll be there in a month.
But I was like skinny when we started the store.
Your whole thing is suited to, like, you know that.
Yeah.
His whole thing is suited to, you know.
I think my whole thing would come across better if I was bald. I'm not saying I wish I was bald. I mean,
you definitely should be bald. Oh, yeah, for sure. You need to
like
be bald.
The curmudgeon-y stuff?
Yeah.
Now, here's where I'll defend Joe. Just however. But here's where I'll defend Cho.
Yeah,
I would shave it and have the beard. But here's where I'll defend Cho. I know that in my heart. Matter of fact, I took my dog's pain pills, shaved my head. We had them online shows, and I was fucking on fire every time. And people were like, yeah, this dude's screaming about how much the world sucks. It makes sense. Look at him.
It was the most you've ever been.
And I still don't do it. Because I don't want to be bald. So I get, regardless of what we say to him, he still wants to fucking, you know.
Of course he does. I mean, I totally get that.
Yeah.
I've always just been trying to make him feel better about himself. That's all I've been trying to do. Just trying to let him know that that he ought not feel bad.
When he is fat, you say, this is your perfect the way that you are.
That's what I've done.
But then when he ain't, you complain and say he ought to go back. That ain't trying to make him feel better about himself.
He's full of fucking shit.
I said this is fine where he's at right now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying.
But you hear what I'm saying. Like, if you say when he's fat, you're perfect the way that you are, I could buy if that was the whole story. Well, I'm just trying to make him feel better. But then he gets into shape and you complain. Then he won't eat and won't room with you and you complain.
I did that when he was fat. That wasn't about.
I don't see how that matters.
This is your joke. This feels just like your joke of the pet talking about your grandma when she's still in the goddamn room right now.
Man.
Hey, okay, we're about to get out of here because we only got a couple minutes left.
Really?
I know, but I want to know what's the other.
Are you counting when you left for a while?
A little bit. Yes, I am. And that's what we're about. We got about 10 minutes left or something like that. That's why I want to ask you what's the other thing? What's the other thing I'll be doing?
Son of a bitch.
You got to go get it?
No, I'll be goddamn. I just didn't realize we'd done as long as we have.
Okay? Yeah, talking about how fat I am, you can go forever.
Day,
yeah,
baby.
You can.
So this is one of those things where it's like, you know, every now and then he'll say some shit and you're like, how in God's name have I never heard this before? I've known you for 10 years, spent so much time with you.
All the time.
And this has never come up. That is wild. Well, this, I think, happened today just because of how much sense this makes, what I'm about to say. Knowing everything about him and where he's from and everything, this completely makes sense.
Okay.
But I was never aware of it, and I wonder if you are. Do you know that Cho has a pet Civil War ghost?
What?
I've not talked about this.
I don't think so.
What are
you
saying?
Heard about that?
No, and I don't understand.
He has a ghost, a Civil War ghost, That's a little boy who's for some reason in a Civil War uniform.
What, because that's who was fighting the goddamn war, Trey.
How little of a boy?
Like the teens, like the 12, 13.
Okay, you said little boy.
Whatever. He was going down the stairs. I couldn't see his whole body.
Okay.
But he looked like a child.
You said little boy, I'm thinking 8-year-old. And it's funny. And
it was honestly
like
it
a full bird Confederate colonel.
It was probably that, like an 8 or 9-year-old. The drummer. He was the drummer. You know what I mean? Probably.
A little boy.
So he's a little boy. What was the pet aspect?
He was in Cho's house growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Cho's bought his new house, he has followed him there.
No, I've never seen him though in the new house.
Who did?
That's not the story. And this is before I even moved in. You got it a little wrong, but it is still wild. When I was a kid, I saw a bunch of ghosts. Well, really, I didn't see a bunch of ghosts. That's the only ghost I ever saw. I experienced a shit ton of ghosts. This is the only one I saw. Okay.
Let's add this to the list of things where Corey is just a white woman at heart. The sentence, I didn't see a ghost, but I experienced one.
Well, I'm saying like you can hear them and you can feel them, but not this only one. I actually was like, I see this motherfucker. You know what I mean? So when I was a kid, I was probably 12 or 13. I'm in my bedroom and all of a sudden my room just fills up with light and the door, I'm in the attic. So it's the door and the stairs, the door is swung open and I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't know what was going on. So I get under my covers. I lay on my belly. All right. I'm laying on my belly and I can hear fucking footsteps. And I'm just like, oh my fucking God, somebody's in my room. Holy shit. And so I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I feel my bed just sink down. Somebody's sitting on the edge of my bed and I'm like, motherfucker. So I'm laying there. I'm like, just under my covers. Like, please, please, please fucking go away. All of a sudden this some bitch gets on top of me, lays on top of me and is like pushing me down and it's affecting my breathing. I'm just like,
Isn't this just a paralysis demon?
I mean, yeah, maybe, but I'm sitting there and
right. That is what happens in sleep paralysis.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
And then I'm sitting there and all of a sudden this calm comes over me and I'm like, okay, everything's going to be okay. It lifts up. I hear the footsteps go. I peek from the blanket and going down my stairs is a fucking blonde headed little boy in a goddamn Civil War outfit. Right.
By a little.
Again, like nine or ten, something like that. But like drummer boy type thing. Like, you know, they had like young fucking like 9 and 10 year old boys in the Civil War.
Well, I think their 14-year-olds just looked 10 back then.
Maybe that too. Or 40-year-olds
look 40.
Yeah, right. Well, anyways, so that happened. And
that's what puberty was back then.
And I told my mama and shit like that, but that's not something that I necessarily told, you know, all my goddamn friends or anything. Well, the house that I'm currently in, also an old house, also in Chickamauga. My buddy John is the one that fixed it up. All right. I buy this house. All right. Buy the house. Me and John are sitting there talking one day, bullshitting, having some whiskey. He's over. And he goes, you know, he goes, I was going to tell you, he goes,
You heard that, right?
The ghost. He was like, I told everybody else that I was showing the house to, but I forgot to tell you because, I mean, you grew up with him. It wouldn't matter. But like this, so you know, this house is a little haunted. And I was like, oh, yeah. And I said, you've heard ghosts? He goes, heard them, seen them. And I was like, word? And he goes, up in the attic, which is now where my office is. He goes, up in the attic. I've been hearing a bunch of stuff. And one day I was up there. I hear something. I look around the corner. It's nighttime. And I'm telling you, there was a fucking little boy, blonde-headed, wearing a Civil War uniform. And I said, are you fucking serious right now? And he's like, I'm dead serious. He goes, you think I'm crazy? I go, no. And then I told him that story and he's like, holy shit.
I'd have burnt that house.
Now, granted, it's just could have been a different one.
You got good insurance.
You know what I mean?
Of all the possibilities to explain this,
it's just a different ghost.
I'm just saying, like,
it does make sense because I thought ghosts were bound to the location.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly, but it's like, yeah, it's not like
they must have decided they had hidden their cabinets to open up in that house.
Yeah, yeah.
Better knobs to turn.
Yeah, but that's true story.
Lights to them.
He may have brought you to that house.
Maybe. What brought me to that house was a half a bottle of vodka and my fucking wife and mom conspiring against me is what brought me to that goddamn house.
So,
but it could have been the ghost doing all that.
Okay. Do you not believe that it ain't no nothing after death?
No, I've never said that. I said that I don't believe that there's a God up there that loves nor hates us, and it's definitely not the biblical God, but I'm open to there probably is something, but like not enough to steer any type of belief nor give a fuck. I mean, I believe in science, but if I found it would not
also ghosts.
Yeah. I've seen them, dude. I've experienced them. I 100% believe in ghosts.
I think that science generally say that it ain't no ghosts.
How could they say that?
Because there's no.
Actual. Yeah, there you go.
Was that him?
I mean, maybe he had blonde hair and he didn't have a hat on.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't have a hat on, so maybe that's him.
I can't tell if that kid's hair is blonde.
I don't know
or
that science says no ghosts. Science also now is saying parallel universes and shit.
They're also, you know, science, I mean, also be saying that, you know, you lose weight when you die. What is that?
Your soul, could be a
spirit, soul.
So you believe in ghosts too?
I don't think I believe in ghosts at all. The reason I don't believe in ghosts for a few reasons. One, if we keep on
existing, don't believe in shit, by the way.
Right. Well, so the conceit of ghosts.
What? You don't believe in nothing.
Like what?
The love of a child. I don't know. Anything.
Of course I believe in the love of a child.
No, you don't
I
believe
have two of them.
Yeah. You just don't. You think everything's horse shit. Anything I believe in, you don't believe is
true. If it's like some paranormal shit, then yeah, I do think that it ain't real.
Well,
that's not that weird.
I think it's weird.
So,
okay.
I don't really believe in ghosts because the conceit of ghosts is that there's like an afterlife or whatever that we keep going.
Yes.
And number one, I don't buy that if there's an afterlife that it's at all that connected to this life. Like that you would float around in a spirit in the same outfit that you have on, looking the way that you look, makes no sense to me.
Of course it doesn't.
It's like the afterlife would have to be either a higher plane, in my opinion, or like someplace where only your spirit can go, which is not a fucking
this mortal coil.
Chickamauga White House across from a fucking church that was built in 1970 and you've been there since 1855. Number two, if there's an afterlife, either we have no choice in it at all. You know, it's like you go somewhere and you can't choose it. And then why aren't there more ghosts?
That's what I was going to say. Where's all the rest of them? But also,
or you choose it. Why the fuck?
Like Drew said, first of all, the second guy, that's a guy saying a thing and it is a wild coincidence, but you didn't actually experience that one and you still haven't seen him since you moved into the house. Going back to the original sighting, like Drew said when you said it, the way you described that is pretty close to the way people describe sleep paralysis episodes.
That's definitely probably what it was.
Okay.
Or I was having a fucking dream.
Oh, well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm open, but both things can be true. I've also experienced...
Both things can be true.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't actually see a ghost that time, and ghosts are also real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, theoretically, that could be true.
Theoretically. Big fucking Word Jones over here.
Big Word Jones. That's actually his rap name.
Yeah.
I feel like...
I do have a big word.
If y'all want to know, and I don't think you do, you definitely don't, but I'm going to do it anyway. How I really feel about this stuff is that we don't have the ability or words to actually process it, discuss it. I think that when you got religious people describing demons and you got paranormal people describing ghosts, and then you got science people describing childhood trauma or whatever, what I'm saying is like, there's all these words for people just experiencing shit they can't quite explain.
Yeah, right.
And it's like sleep paralysis. People go, well, it's sleep paralysis. That's the explanation. But what the fuck is that?
It sucks.
How does that work? They don't know.
You ever got it?
I've gotten it twice. Because of that, I've researched it. They don't know what causes it, and they don't know why we all see a demon.
I don't ever see a demon.
So science has put a term on it that does explain what it is, but it doesn't actually explain where it's come from or... Like when you smoke DMT, a lot of people have the same experience of seeing the same type of entity. Well, science can tell you what DMT is doing in your brain. Okay, you've explained it. But you haven't really explained why we're all seeing the same thing. Sure, now, that doesn't mean it's anything specifically special or that it's spiritual. My point is simply that there are things that we cannot explain, and we all grasp for ways to make them make sense. And there are some people with like logical brains who say sleep paralysis or DMT attaches to this receptor. And it's like, well, those things are true, but what does that mean? That does not in any way explain why we're all having similar experiences on DMT.
And then there's dipshits who go, I got a Civil War ghost.
And then there's other people going like, they're trying to talk to us from the other side. And it's like, that's their way of explaining it.
I don't think it's that weird that people experience similar things when doing the same thing to their brain.
It is when it's so unique as far as like speaking to green lizard people.
Yeah, that's wild. But I feel like the fact that so many people have that same experience, indicates that it's some kind of something about what that does to your brain.
But that's kind of what I'm saying. It indicates that it's some kind of something about. What I'm getting at is like these things were happening separately. This phenomenon was happening separately. Like now we got the internet and you could argue, well, somebody read about green lizard people, so they had it in their conscious. But these things were cropping up in studies before the internet with DMT, before, you know, anyone could have been suggested to put that in their brain. Now you're saying, okay, so that just means it's affecting us, you know, the brain. Everyone's got a brain. It's affecting it the same way. Well, why that?
I mean, dude, our brains are wild. There's a lot of shit about our brains that we still don't understand.
Right. I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying. So we're grasping for reasons to explain it. What if we find out that it is connected to another dimension and blah, blah, blah.
That'd be wild.
Because
I could see other dimensions now.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, there you go. Same thing. It is. I genuinely believe in my heart is that it is the same thing.
Multiverse.
That we don't have a way of describing things that we can't fathom. It's like Plato's cave, right? Like, you know, the Plato's cave thing. Yeah.
That sounds like shadows a fucking playground.
So it's like dude sitting in a cave and there's a fire and there's shadows on the wall
behind him, right?
Right. And there's shadows on the wall and that's the whole world to them is the shadows. Right. Imagine trying to explain to those guys that they're in a cave and that there's a fire behind them and that that's just shadows and it's not real. Right. And there's a whole world out there. What do you mean it's not real? That's all they've ever known. Yeah, so what I'm saying is it's totally not just fathomable. I believe this in my whole heart and whole being. We can only process so much of what we're experiencing inside reality, and the things that are just barely outside of it, that are creeping in, they're just barely outside of the realm of our understanding. We're all throwing different words at them.
Yeah.
If
I'm with you on all that.
If we do not shut up right now, then I have timed my sleeping pills very wrong, and I want to eat that sandwich.
Yeah, okay.
I had a system. All right. Thank you all for listening to the Well Read Show. We'd love to stick around longer, but we got to go. And tune in next week if you got nothing to do. Thank you. God bless you. Good night and excuse.
They're the liberal rednecks. They like cornbread, but sex. They care way too much, but don't give a fuck. That makes some people upset, but they got three big old dicks that you can suck.